From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's good to be back. In case anyone forgot, Florida's presidential primary election is today. But with all the concerns about the spread of COVID-19, it has a lot of people asking, is it safe to go to the polls? As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, the state says the show will go on.
This weekend, the CDC said to avoid groups of 50 people or more. And then on Monday, President Trump said to avoid groups of 10 people or more. The governor of Ohio postponed presidential primary elections until June, calling it the responsible thing to do. But as of Monday, Florida's Secretary of State Laurel Lee said, there's no reason to think showing up to the polls should put anyone in danger.
Voting is quick, it is community-based, and voters and election workers can follow all health and safety precautions that have been shared with us by our healthcare experts.
Elections offices across the state say they're providing hand sanitizers and Clorox wipes to wipe down machines, and many are providing gloves for poll workers. For anyone who's sick or suspects they might have COVID-19, the state is directing people to send someone to pick up their vote-by-mail ballots. Information on how to do that can be found at the Florida Division of Elections website. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
People with past felony convictions in Florida who had their voting rights restored by Amendment 4 in 2018 could be voting in their first presidential primary election today. Amendment 4 allowed felons who had not committed murder or a sexual felony offense to have their voting rights restored. Whether they would have to first pay back fines and fees has been discussed in courts. Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says if someone believes they've completed their sentence, then they can register.
All you need to do is sign on the line that to your best knowledge, you've completed all those obligations and you're registered to vote.
People with past felony convictions in Florida looking to register to vote in the general election in November have until October 5th to register. And you can find more details at the Supervisor of Elections Office website. Also, the voter hotline is 1-866-308-6739. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.